This is John Batchelor discussing with my colleague Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs, Xi Jinping, and what he fears. I learned that Xi Jinping spends more on surveillance and internal security than he does on the People's Liberation Army. Therefore, it is upside down to concern ourselves with what Xi might do to Taiwan, unleashing his Navy and Army and Air Force, when Xi mostly worries about the cities and disruption and disorder and challenge to his authority. Therefore, watching Xi closely as the economy staggers and declines, Xi is increasingly reasoning that the future is not his and that he must spend more and more on watching people who doubt him. Here's Gregory.
We have to bear in mind that the revolution which took place after the death of the Qing Dynasty Empress Dowager Xi in 1908 was caused to a large extent by unrest in the cities, unrest by migrant workers from the country coming in the cities, unable to find work and becoming disenfranchised and mobilized. That's happening today to a great degree in the People's Republic of China. Bear in mind that the People's Republic of China is an artificial construct. It's not the legal successor to Imperial China. The legal successor to Imperial China was the Republic of China, which is now based in Taiwan. The People's Republic of China is a party apparatus. People's Liberation is a party army, much like the SS was the Nazi Party's army. So you've got a Communist Party of China with its military in an artificial state, which does not really represent the people, and the people are well aware of that by and large. In 1908 to 1912 period, you had about 9% of the population urbanized, and yet that was enough to kickstart the revolution. Today, or in 2022, 64.7% of the People's Republic of China population, 1.3 plus billion people, is urbanized. And these are the people who have lost their life savings and their retirement funds, which they'd put into real estate, which was the only safe haven, if you like, for investments and savings. And that's all been wiped out by the recent problems in the economy of the PRC. So these people are disenfranchised. They're unhappy. There are protests on a daily basis. This means that the Communist Party of China now spends much more on internal security, on the suppression of its own population, than it spends on the People's Liberation Army. And, of course, what we worry about in Australia, the United States, UK, the rest of the world, is this great potential military threat from the People's Liberation Army, what they could do to the rest of the world in combat. Well, the fact that Xi Jinping spends most of his available security budget on internal security tells you where his priorities lie and the reality that he is much more concerned about an internal schism which could bring the whole pack of cards down in an instant. And that moment is getting closer and closer because of the economic decline, almost an implosion, of the mainland Chinese economy.
This is John Batchelor.